Local music collective Farfetched is a loose association of musicians from various genres and age groups. The group celebrates its fourth anniversary of producing experimental music this weekend. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold spoke with a couple of the musicians and organizers about what defines the group.
Ryan McNeely chuckles as he listens to a musical work in progress in his Tower Grove East apartment while his cat attacks his keyboard. McNeely records under the name Adult Fur. As part of the Farfetched Collective, he says the group's various styles are united by the desire to push boundaries.
I think there's too much focus on what music used to be rather than what it could be, and what all of these talented people that are in Farfetched and not in Farfetched could be doing with music to further it.
Farfetched celebrates its fourth anniversary this month with a compilation album release and concert at 2720 Cherokee Arts Space. McNeely's song Fire appears on the compilation, titled Prologue 4, in honor of the group's anniversary. Each artist has a distinct sound, but McNeely's omnivorous music-making approach is characteristic of the group.
I have always loved bands like Queen. They were really popular without being boring or mundane or extensively repetitive or formulaic, like so much pop music is today.
That urge to innovate unites the group, according to McNeely.
That's, I think, is the point of music. I think if you're not causing people to question their existence or what they're hearing, then it hasn't been productive or useful, and Farfetched does that.
Farfetched started with artist Damon Davis, McNeely, and Corey Williams, better known by the stage name Thelonious Kryptonite. The group is partially managed by Darian Wigfall. He's developed their social media strategy and pushed the very diverse artists to tour.
It's hard to find something around town that somebody in Farfetch is not involved in.
Wigfall is right. Farfetched musicians are involved in art spaces, play house concerts, teach music production around town, and also appear in visual arts shows. Wigfall says people gravitate to the group because of their inventive approaches.
We want to make music for 3015 so that we're ahead of the curve and that, you know, we're making the music that will become popular in the future.
Initially, the group fought to make sure they weren't pigeonholed as just hip-hop.
Our association with, like, Cave of Swords and Adult Fur and having them then promote Farfetched as the collective that they come from is, I guess, where the idea starts to settle that Farfetched is more than just hip-hop.
That's not to disparage their many hip-hop artists. Hip-hop's influenced all Farfetched musicians. Cave of Swords' dark synthetic sound grew from co-founder Kevin McDermott's work as a DJ and hip-hop producer. The band wields a new sound, but they're the collective's elder statesmen. According to vocalist and co-founder Sunyata McDermott, who's married to Kevin, they help younger members understand the business of music.
Knowing when to get to a venue for load-in and sound check, all these things are really important. But if no one tells you that, you just don't know it. And it makes things go so much more smoothly if you do these real simple things.
In turn, they've benefited from the group creatively, drawing influences from their peers.
The best way to approach music is to allow yourself to be influenced not only by what you listen to, but also the people that you work with.
That sense of admiration ripples throughout the group's release, Prologue 4. Each song is a collaboration featuring at least two musicians from the group. The collective intends to push this approach to a wider audience. In the coming year, Farfetched intends to place their music in licensing libraries available for movie and commercial placement. Cave of Swords and Adult Fur both intend to release albums this spring. Until then, check any concert bill. You may find a Farfetched artist playing your favorite show. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.